Hi, everyone. I'm grateful for the blessed opportunity here and now to talk about the most unique substance on our planet and to bless it with the power of the divine love, divine light, and divine consciousness, the divine energy with the highest vibration of all. Water. What is water? Water flows through our bodies and nurtures all life. And we all have experiences with water. We all know the chemical structure of water, H2O. And most of the teachers in chemistry dislike us pronouncing it like that. We all know what water is. So what we'll do today here is we'll see, do we truly know water? Do we truly know its unique properties? Do we know how to use the uniqueness of water in all aspects of our beings and all areas of our lives? Properties unique to water, compared to all substances on the planet, are the following. Water's density increases below freezing and decreases above freezing. Water expands when it's cooled, while any other substance will contract. Water creates enormous pressures in pores and capillaries. And in a seed, water will create 400 atmospheres of pressure at the moment of germination. And this allows a plant to shoot and break through pavement and asphalt with complete ease. And we've seen this, like a pavement that we cannot break with anything. And we have this small plant shoot that's growing through it and breaks through it. Well, that's the power of it. And it's the water inside it that causes that. So water is the only molecule with these properties. And the interesting thing is that science cannot explain the properties of water. However, these properties are what makes life on Earth possible. And even if one of these unique properties were different or altered, life wouldn't be able to exist on Earth. It is interesting that science hasn't been able to answer some questions, such as why water is the only substance on Earth that can exist in three states, liquid, solid, and gaseous. Why water has the highest surface tension of all liquids. Why water is the most powerful solvent on Earth. And how, in defiance of Earth's gravity, is water able to rise to the trunks of gigantic trees against tens of atmospheres of pressure? So these are very powerful questions. And I would like to share, I'm fascinated with water. I've always been, even when I didn't understand it as much as I do today. And maybe you have seen this in movies. There are many movies about water, documentaries. And this is one particular example that I would like to share with you right now. Participants in a conference, where they basically, it's not even a conference, they're creating weapons of mass destruction. And they're sitting in a room, and the only thing in front of them is glasses of water, plain water, nothing in it. And very soon the meeting is disrupted because all the participants become ill. They go to the hospital, and the report is that they have a severe food poisoning that was caused by plain water. There was nothing added to the water. So what happened then? Well, they were creating weapons of mass destruction. So all their thoughts, feelings, emotions, and intentions were in sync with how to create something that will be killing. And what happened is, because water is very intelligent and has a memory, it got magnetized with their thoughts, feelings, emotions, and intentions and basically poisoned them. And they had these symptoms of a severe food poisoning that they experienced. So my question here always is, am I voluntarily poisoning myself by choosing and allowing to experience negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, judgments, decisions. Are you doing the same? Are you voluntarily poisoning yourself by choosing and allowing to experience negative thoughts, feelings, emotions? Are we all doing that? And if we know how powerful the water is, how can we use it in our advantage? When our physical bodies are more than 70% water and our brains are more than 95% water, so they are hugely, every single cell in the body is hugely affected by the quality and the structure of the water in our body. And water has memory. Water receives and imprints any influence. Water remembers everything that occurs. Everything is energy, and any energy that comes in contact with the water affects the energy of the water. Basically, the chemical structure, H2O, remains the same. It's not changed. However, the structure of the water changes. The energy, the vibration, and actually, water can have an effect because of that, and very powerful one. So everything is energy, and all water is connected, and it's all communicating. How can we use this to benefit ourselves and everyone, and the whole planet and the environment and all the water within ourselves? So as water records information, it actually acquires new properties. And as we said, the chemical composition of water stays the same. One molecule have two hydrogen and one oxygen atoms. So the structure of water is here that we are focusing our attention on today and our intention and sending our love. The structure of water is much more important than the chemical composition. And the unique properties of water come actually from the structure of water and the abilities of that structure. So the structure of water basically means how water molecules are organized. And water molecules join together in clusters. These clusters basically are memory cells in which water records the whole history of its relationship with anything and everything, with the world. So when you turn on the light, water changes. And I mean here, turn on the light in all the possible meanings of that. Turning on the light switch in a room that makes the room light instead of dark will actually change the water within every one of us, in every ourselves, in the environment. But also turning on the light, the real light, the divine light, the divine consciousness that is within us, waiting to be allowed to be expressed, changes our water. So how valuable is that? And how can we use it to heal ourselves and maintain our health? It depends only on us. So turning on the light. Imagine that switch that you turn it on, and in most cases, when we turn the light switch in a room, we don't exactly know what causes the room to get lighted. We cannot exactly explain how electricity works, but it works. The same thing here. We turn on the light, and the structure of the water changes. So, today I invite all of you to allow the divine light within you to be turned on. Just allow it. Choose it. It's very intelligent, and it's waiting for your freedom of choice, for your permission. So when you turn on the light, the water structure changes. The water structure inside of you, the water inside of you, and the water everywhere else. And as we said, it's all connected. So turning the light on you not only benefits you, but benefits everyone else. That's how important every one of us is. So when you turn on the light, in you by choosing and allowing the divine within you, the divine love, the divine light, the divine consciousness, the divine energy within you to be expressed, then your water changes. The same thing for me and everybody else. So this is how important it is to know about the structure of water. It responds to every energy. And within each of water's memory cells, there are 440,000 information panels, in each of which is responsible for its own type of interaction with the environment, within you and outside of you, everywhere. It is a very intelligent structure. The molecular structure of water is the alphabet of water. And you can make sentences from it. And you can change the sentences. Isn't that wonderful? You choose the sentence you create with all the water within you and everywhere outside of you. So what do you choose? Do you choose love, light, peace, harmony, gratitude, health, abundance, joy? Do you choose to create the sentence, I love you, with the water within every cell in your physical body and heal it and maintain its health? What is your choice? The water in the being is a mirror that reflects the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the judgments, the decisions, and everything that's going on in that being back to it through the being's state of health and behavior. And there are many even experiments that are done when electromagnetic field that is much smaller than the field of the Earth was introduced to water. And the water was actually separated, the same water, in two different tanks. And the same kind of fish was put in both tanks. And what happened is, the most amazing thing is that all fish at the same time developed stripes and spots, and they changed their behaviors, and they had a collective behavior that was different than the other fish in the other tank, that they originally were the same species. This is a very interesting behavior change. And again, it comes back to the power of water. So water is the substance that actually connects life with the creation, with the creator. It is intelligent, reads and understands all languages. There are so many experiments, and Masaru Emoto is a Japanese scientist who has spent a lot of his life in dedications to water, and it is, I love all of his books and movies, and he basically is discovering that when you expose water to any kind of a message, could be written, put under the vessel of water or on the label, or could be in a music, could be in many different ways. You could be talking to it. The water will respond. And there are many experiments where they would actually put water, could be with rice or anything else, in three different containers. And they will go and tell, I love you, to the first container, I hate you, to the second, and ignore the third one. And do this every day for a number of days, let's say a month. And what happens is the water and the rice that were told, I love you, every day, they were fermenting with the most beautiful golden color and scent. The one that was hated was completely black and fallen apart, and the one that was ignored was rotten. So ignoring the water is also causing rotten results. Are we ignoring our water? Are we ignoring our bodies? It is a great reminder for all of us. What else are we choosing to do? You know, we choose clothes with different things written on them. What happens? Well, we wear these clothes, and this is like the same thing, like we're a vessel that's mostly more than 70% and part of our brain and stuff, more than 95% water, and we have these writings on them. And the water does what? Well, it responds to it. It's very intelligent. So as Masaru Emoto wrote love and gratitude in many different languages and also negative sentences and expressions, the water would respond with beautiful crystals when it's a positive sentence or statement or a word, and with not even forming crystals when it's something negative. So what do we choose? I'm going to share with you that I'm wearing today a shirt that I created myself, and the front of it says, powered by the divine. The back of it says, powered by divine love, enlightened by divine consciousness. And I have a few of those shirts, and anytime when I actually wear the shirt, even if I constantly forget that I'm wearing the shirt, I feel really extra joyful, extraordinary. And then when I ask myself, see, I'm extra joyful for no apparent reason, why is that? And then it occurs to me, well, I'm actually wearing this shirt. And because here right now it's not the hottest possible, I have other things on top of that shirt. But the question is that it's affecting every single cell and every water molecule in my body. And I'm not even doing anything. I just put the shirt on. So we are in charge. We can do whatever we like to do. So what is written on the clothes that you choose to wear? It is your choice. We are in constant contact with water. And the water within our physical bodies and the water outside of us is in constant contact with us. And it's all connected and communicating. So can we offer a blessing to water at any time? Another sharing that I would like to do here with you is that we all have thousands of thoughts. According to different experts, you hear about 60,000 thoughts running through our heads all the time, continuously, no matter what you're doing. And most of these thoughts, actually, if you look at them, they're kind of a faulty programming that is not beneficial, and they affect continuously. They magnetize the water within our cells without whatever the thoughts are. So can we offer a blessing to the water at any time, and can we actually consciously choose different thoughts? And having in mind that we cannot be thinking, we cannot be focused effectively at more than one thing at the same time, can we actually substitute these millions of thoughts there that are running around with something that's going to benefit us? I've noticed myself that if I am going to do a task that is not requiring me to be focused on anything because I know how to do it, like I could be washing dishes or washing my hands or filling up water, and could be mowing the lawn, which doesn't look like directly connected to water, I could actually choose to be doing something else instead of having all these thoughts running through my head. I could actually put a thought, okay, I could be blessing the water. And I will even share with you one way that I do it. And it's become a habit. So in a case that I'm going to do, and I do a lot of things like that, that mundane, and I don't have to pay attention or focus so much because I know how it's done, I actually would put consciously a certain thought or a blessing. I will choose what I will be thinking about while I do this task, whatever it is, so that I don't have these things running around and actually causing effects that I would prefer not to have. So what if we choose to bless the water and send it loving gratitude instead of allowing all these other thoughts? Masaru Emoto, through his work, has shown that actually the best combination of words that is most powerful to magnetize water to a very high vibration is love and gratitude. So we can use his finding. And how does it get any better than that? It's so easy and so pleasant. And I will share with you what I do. And I always do it when I will do anything with water, filling water. It is wonderful to do this before you take a shower, before you drink the water. You just bless it. And anytime you think of it, even if you're not in right now touching physically any water, because again, the water is within you. You have plenty. That's what most of your physical body is. So what I would do is, I would say, water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I respect you. Infinite and eternal love and gratitude to you. And I could repeat this 3 times, or as many times as I want. Sometimes I even sing it in a song. And singing also is a very, if you choose the right music, obviously, heavy metal, for instance, doesn't create nice pictures with water, but classical music and nice light music does. So you could be even singing and amplifies the power of your intention. So water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I respect you. Infinite and eternal love and gratitude to you. Water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I bless you with the divine love, light, life, and divine consciousness. Water, I bless you with the energy vibration of the divine. Water, I ask you and allow you to protect me, shield me, and heal me, and maintain my health to the power of the divine within you. That's just one suggestion on how it could be done. So it is my honor to be with all of you today, and I offer blessings to the water, to all water. Dear beloved, with the power of the omnipotent, omnipresent, eternal, and infinite divine energy of divine love, divine light, and divine consciousness, I now bless all water, the water in each and every one of us, and all creation, all nature, all plants, all animals, all humans, for the benefit of all and the highest good of all. And I would like to finish this service with my favorite prayer. Divine Consciousness, Father, Mother, Life, you are a life, a constant support, a health, a protection, a perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and a highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you. If you would like to say hi or anything, you can press *6 and unmute your phones. Thank you for being here today. And God bless you all.
Thank you, Venus. I'm just wondering, is there any way that we could type up what the blessing of the water was and that beautiful prayer you said over us just recently? Do you have a blog or anything that we could tap into that
way? I can write that and actually send it to you, and I can also put it in the blog. That's a wonderful idea.
Yes, it's very beautiful.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to say hi?
Hi, it's Diane's sister. I just want to say thank you. I really enjoyed it, and I'm going to try what you said, and I appreciate your words.
Thank you, Diane. God bless you. Is anyone else brave enough who would like to say hi? Yeah, well, the challenge for me was to make this not too long, because I'm so fascinated with water that if I'm left, I probably will talk for a whole day. It is like there's so many examples and so many fascinating true stories that it is really a challenge for me to keep it short. So I'm glad that I did. But if anyone would like to hear some stories, I can share it with you now. The power of what we think and what we do and our intention in every one of us. Okay, so there is one coming to mind. There was this ship Lara that in 1881 crashed or whatever happened to it, and there were some people that survived in a lifeboat, and they were there for 3 weeks with no water in the ocean, and they only have salty water in the ocean. And what happened is they basically send their intentions to the water to be fresh, and they drank it. And the water was fresh. And even the captain, who was not a person who would, in general, be accepting of anything like that or allowing, he was testifying at the end when they actually went on the ground. They really looked that they did survive using fresh water from the ocean and changed it from salty to fresh by just intending and visualizing it fresh. So isn't that powerful and amazing? And they didn't have any special powers. It's available to any one of us. So available. Does anyone else want to share or say anything?
Are we supposed to say that before we drink the water, or just at all times during the day?
You can. It is up to you. It doesn't have to feel like a burden. And once you start doing it, actually, you start doing it by habit. Literally, like if you see shoes with laces, you don't even consider you tie them up because it's a habit. You don't even think of, oh, I have to tie them up. You didn't even notice. If somebody asks you, did you tie your shoes? You may say, I don't remember, because it happens automatically. So it is, I would do this actually any time, and I have ducks, so I deal with water a lot. They like to swim, and I would have to, you know, put fresh water every day and then change it, you know, in the evening. And any time when I would be doing this, right now it's pretty cold here, so I cannot use a hose, so I'm bringing water from the inside the house, I would be basically focused on blessing of the water. And even if I use a hose to do it, I'll do the same. Anytime when I would drink water or take a shower, I would bless it. And you can actually feel the change even in taste in the water. Like, for instance, if you have water that is a public water source with fluoride and chlorine, and that's what you have at the moment, if you actually put it in a glass and bless it, hold it, your hands around the glass and bless it, it will have a different taste. you can actually neutralize those things because your intention is very strong. So, yeah, I even know Masaru Emoto says he lives in Tokyo and the water there, the tap water, is pretty polluted. He actually would always pray to the water, bless it, before he takes a shower. And actually doesn't have this effect, usually, that fluoride and chlorine will have. So you can, it's up to you how you feel, but my suggestion is, yeah, why not? You can bless it and drink it, and you can bless anything, too, because there's water in every single thing. And actually, water is the connection. It carries the vibration of the energy. So that's very, that's how we can actually heal ourselves if we allow it, because we change the water. And another very important thing is that water has all these memories that accumulate. However, when the water changes state from one state to another, from liquid to ice, frozen snow, or gaseous, it actually, the moment the water changes state, it actually erases the memory. So this is a very useful thing that you can do. Like, for instance, I know that my grandmother's sister many years ago told me that she does the following. At the time, I couldn't have any clue as to why this worked. She said that it works. Now I can explain why it works, because it's obvious to me now, but not then. She said I actually put the water in some kind of vessels in the freezer, and when it's frozen, then I put it out on the counter, and when it liquefies again, then I drink it. And I only drink this kind of water. I don't drink anything else. And I actually lost a lot of weight without doing anything else. So I took this as an interesting fact. At the time, I had no clue. But now I can explain why that is. Because when the water changes state from liquid, in this case from liquid to solid and back, actually all the memories are erased. And she was doing this with tap water in a city that actually had a lot of fluoride and chlorine. The water was not pristine water in some nice, stream in nature, but it was water that was actually abused, and that the water carries the energy not only of the chemicals that are put in it, but also all the violations that were done to it, going through pipes and different right angles and stuff like that. It's very destructive to the water. In any way, so she was freezing it and then letting it thaw by itself and drinking it. This was removing the memory of the water and actually was removing her memories and cleansing her water when she was drinking it, and this was the result. So the result could be not only releasing weight, could release all sorts of baggage. And now it's very clear to me, but before I took it as an interesting fact. I just trusted her that she is, because I could see, she's releasing a lot of weight, and according to her, she wasn't doing anything else. And there are many stories like that of people who have used water going from one state to another for different purposes, and they will be fascinated as to how powerful it is because of that unique property that it actually, the memory is removed once the water crosses from one state into another. Yeah. So, did this answer your question?
Yeah. What would be a simple thing to say before you drink the water or take a shower?
I usually say, because love and gratitude is a very powerful phrase, I usually say, water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I respect you. Infinite and eternal love and gratitude to you. Water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I bless you with the divine love, light, life and consciousness, and with the vibration of the divine. Water, I ask you and allow you to protect me, shield me, heal me, and maintain my health through the power of the divine within you. Again, it's even if you just say love and gratitude, because your intention is this, it works very well. But again, I will say it again. Wow. Water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I respect you. Infinite and eternal love and gratitude to you. Water, I love you. Water, I thank you. Water, I bless you with the divine love, light, and divine consciousness. Water, I bless you with the energy vibration of the divine and ask you and allow you to protect me, shield me, heal me, and maintain my health through the power of the divine within you. Again, it's just love and gratitude is a very powerful way to magnetize water, to raise the vibration of water. And to, because at a high vibration, it overrides these other memories that could be low vibrating that the water picked up. So it is a powerful way to do it.